Prologue. November 2056. Hunter's Lane, Canadian Wilderness. Rebels. What did I tell you? The guys developed a new model that leaves all previous robots in the dust. Silver's eyes narrowed as he and his boss analysed the recordings from a tiny spy drone. Holographic images taken in a secret military lab that was part of the McIntyre Group. The facility was located somewhere beneath the Nevada desert and produced a steady supply of incredibly human-looking combat robots. "Get closer," said Catherine. As the leader of the Hunter's Lane rebels, she was responsible for hundreds of resistance fighters. Most of them were combat robots who not only looked human, but had also, contrary to their programming, developed a human consciousness. They'd been deployed by the Pan-American Alliance to fight in the war against the Pan-Asian Front, and were among the few who'd managed to escape the horrific slaughter. It was a senseless destruction of robots and military resources, aimed to both demonstrate technological supremacy and entertain the masses, who were charged vast sums in taxes for the privilege, especially as the loser of the battle had to pay for the winner's costs, plus a financial bonus. Under the leadership of Catherine Porter, the rebels were fighting for the immediate end to this war. Their headquarters lay hidden in a former uranium mine, deep in the inaccessible Canadian wilderness, and formed the base for a revolution against the insanity that, sooner or later, would drive the whole of humanity to destruction. The flow of people whom Catherine had helped to escape from the Pan-American government's recruitment teams had recently increased, as it seemed that at least one of the two warring parties had come up with the magnificent idea of replacing expensive combat robots with cheap human cyborgs. Since then, unbeknown to the public, more and more people were disappearing from the deprived areas of Pan-American Alliance cities, aided by the McIntyre Group and being turned into fighting machines. It was the McIntyre Group who profited from this, earning unimaginable sums from the production of military robots, manufactured in their hundreds every day in the group's secret facilities. Meanwhile, large sections of the population suffered appalling poverty in both urban slums and rural areas. And now there was a new problem, one that